On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 26, Tzaneen 27. Johannesburg police have opened a murder case after a taxi association official was shot and killed. The incident occurred in Sandton last night. Police spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
It is reported that the deceased, together with another male, were at a parking lot in Woodmead when they were approached by two males who fired shots at them using automatic rifles. It is suspected that the killing is related to an ongoing fight between taxi associations in Alexandra.
Staying with crime-related matters, and police have made a 3.6 million rand drug bust on the N12 in George. Police spokesperson Wesley Twigg says a truck en route from Johannesburg to George was stopped and searched. He says members of the units found a box containing cocaine with a total weighing 6 kilograms inside the vehicle.
Drugs are believed to be transported to a drug den and forms part of the investigation where it came from. The Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Patikile, applauded the members for playing their part in confiscating the drugs before it reached the streets of the province.
In other news, the rand strengthened against the dollar to below the 17 rand resistance level yesterday. It's for the first time in 2 years. The currency's rally is driven by a combination of a weaker US dollar and positive local developments. The high-profile Thabo Buster prison escape case returns to the Free State High Court in Bloemfontein today. So what's expected? Well, the judges are set to hear updates on both legal representation issues and Nandipa Magrumana's pending constitutional court challenge. Buster, Magrumana and seven others face a range of charges from fraud and arson to money laundering. It's all linked to Buster's dramatic and brazen 2022 escape from the Mangaung Correctional Centre. Mangaliso Kumalo is more.
The matter involving convicted killer Thabo Buster and his co-accused Nandipa Magrumana is expected to come before the Free State High Court today, with several unresolved issues likely to shape the proceedings. The court is still awaiting clarity from the Constitutional Court on Magrumana's attempt to challenge the lawfulness of her extradition from Tanzania. This challenge has stalled the trial since the Supreme Court of Appeal dismissed her application earlier this year. Today's appearance is also expected to confirm whether the apex court has taken action on the matter and whether the long-delayed trial can be scheduled. Today's proceedings will determine whether the case is finally edging closer to trial. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Now for a quick look at news abroad. Heavy rain in Vietnam triggered flooding that killed at least two people. This caused more than a dozen landslides as well. And TikTok says it will comply with Australia's imminent ban on under-16s joining social media on the day it comes into effect. Australia's world-first legislation kicks in next week, curbing the world's most popular social media platforms and websites, including TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11.
Thank you, Chanel. And I'm Ilana Afrika Breerenkamp. 3 minutes past 10.